muscle relaxants. Muscle relaxation, together with sleep and analgesia, is fundamental to modern anesthesia. Curare had been known since the first explorations of South America and was studied scientifically from the end of the 18th century. It was used in medicine after 1850, but it was not until a century later that D-tubercurarine, the purified form, was used in general anesthesia. Claude Bernard established curare as a muscle relaxant, and Alfred Vulpian localized its action to the neuromuscular junction. The use of curare medically was rare until 1942, because the preparation was not purified, which made accurate dosage difficult. It was, however, used in the treatment of tetanus. In 1942, the Canadian H.R. Griffith, at the request of the Squibb Pharmaceutical Company, used Inconstren during general anesthesia and published the results of 25 cases. News of this spread rapidly to England and America, and soon curare would become one of the indispensable elements of anesthesia. The muscle paralysis it produced necessitated the use of artificial ventilation. In this display, we see several plants from which curare was extracted: gourd, pot, and tube curare, and even the so-called curare used by Claude Bernard. Modern forms of non-depolarizing muscle relaxants are synthetic. Translator's note: the word curare in French is used generally to translate any muscle relaxant, both depolarizing and non-depolarizing. Muscle relaxants used at the present time are essentially synthetic. They require monitoring to measure the degree of paralysis during operation and also during recovery to ensure that their action is terminated.